For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to the Voice of Victory broadcast. Spring has arrived, and as we segue into the summer season, the school year is wrapping up. While most students only have a few months off, there are those few that graduate and move on to a different chapter of life. This morning, Pastor Holland will look to 2 Corinthians chapter 10 to reflect on this very transition. No matter if you're graduating, mid-career, or even facing retirement, the Bible provides direction for our future plans and decisions. We will now begin the two-part series entitled, A Mind That Matters.
Take your Bibles, would turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. I'm going to be speaking to the graduates, but I can assure you that anything I say can be applied to anybody in this building today, and I hope we'll apply it to our lives. Hopefully, as young people starting out, they'll begin to think about what I'm trying to say, and I hope that'll be a help and encouragement to you. We've often heard people say it's mind over matter, but this morning I've entitled the message, The Mind That Matters. And truly, the mind is a wonderful thing. We went through school, graduated from school, some went on to college. Some of these young people will be going to college, be furthering their education, and what they'll be doing is training their mind. But if you don't have the mind, then obviously there's a problem. When a person loses their mind, they've pretty much lost everything that they have, their ability to think and their ability to do. And so I want to speak to you today on the subject of the mind that matters. I believe today the mind that matters is the one that thinks as much like Christ as it possibly can. I like what Romans 12, 1 and 2 says. It says, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. You see, when a person gets saved, the believer should have a complete transformation of their mind. They must begin to think in a different way. Their thoughts must become different. Their actions should become different. And it's one of the keys in the Christian life to doing what Christ would have them to do. I want to submit to you today that I promise you the devil is out to get these young people's mind today. There's all kind of things that they're going to be faced with that they've never been faced with before. I know that they're like me when I graduated from high school. I thought a load had been lifted and boy, things were great. Now I look back and realize just how much I probably had it made when I was in high school. But as I began to come to the point of understanding that I needed to serve God and be faithful to Him, I realized that it became about that I must live different. I must think different in all that I do. And you know, worldly thinking will lead to worldly action, but spiritual thinking will lead to spiritual action. And I appreciate these young people. I'm grateful for many of them. Been with us, as I said, some for a long time, maybe some for just a few years. We've had the opportunity to teach them. Many of you have taught them in your Sunday school class. They've been taught in the teen class on Wednesday night. We've took them to camp where they've heard the Word of God, where God has spoke to their heart. But yet I want you to know today, as they leave here, young people, it's up to you to decide what you're going to think, what you're going to do with your life as you go forward from this day on. A person gets saved, they're carnal. They do not know the Bible. They do not understand the actions and the ways of the Bible. And so they're carnal, and there's nothing wrong with that as a new Christian. It's obvious that a person just saved will be carnal. But after they've been saved for a period of time, they should begin to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, begin to see, hear, and understand the things which God has for them. And so today, I want to share with you a few thoughts today on the mind that really matters. And I want to begin that with the first point of the characteristics of a carnal mind. And with that being said, I'd like to read my entire text this morning as we get into the message, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 through 7. The Bible said, Now I, Paul, myself, beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who is present and base among you, but being absent and bold toward you. But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with that confidence, wherewith I think to be bold against some which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. He said, do you look on things after the outward appearance? If any man trust in himself that he is Christ, let him of himself think this again, that as he is Christ, even so we are Christ. The first thing we notice is the characteristic of a carnal mind. My points are already there, so you'll see them as we're looking at them. But first of all, we see a carnal mind has a selfish outlook. The Bible said in verse number 7, do you look on things after the outward appearance? Even though the Christians were believers, they operated many times in the realms of the flesh instead of the realms of the spiritual. They were carried away by appearances, and they looked at things that drew their attention. I think today how often we live in a society that is very selfish. All of us ought to understand if we're going to be like Christ, the Bible said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who thought it not robbery to become equal with God, but took upon himself the form of a servant. And I think today that honestly, as we go into the world, we need to understand that we need the spirit of a servant of God in order that we might realize that we're to serve others. Many today are very selfish in their outlook, their prejudice instead of objective. What he's talking about is the weaknesses of the body. Christian believers walking according to what they thought instead of what the truth of the Word of God thought. You know, today as I think about this, I remember as a young man graduating from high school. Unfortunately, I had had the training. My mom and dad had took me to church, but most of it had gone in one ear and out the other ear, and I was not obedient. And when I left home, I rebelled against God. I rebelled against my parents. I began to look at things that I wanted to do, and I had a very selfish outlook on life. I was looking at things from my perspective. I wanted what was best for me. I was not too concerned about what God's will for my life was, as much as I was concerned about what my will for my life was. And yet today I want to encourage these young people today, you need to seek God's will in everything that you do. I believe it ought to be that you seek God's will in the job that you work, in the school that you attend, in the partner that you marry, in everything that you do, that you seek the will of God, understanding that you're not looking from a selfish outlook, but you're looking from an inward look of doing what God would have you to do. Oftentimes we focus on the visible instead of the invisible. The Bible said the child of God, he said he shall walk by faith and not by sight. But I've never seen God. I've never touched God. I've never heard God audibly speak to me. But I know that He exists because, listen, He has touched my heart. I have seen Him in the pages of the Word of God. I know that He's real and that He exists. And I have faith enough to believe that He can do what He said He would do. I say to you today, young people, have faith in God. Believe that God is able to do exceedingly abundant above all that you ask or think, according to the Word of God. And so, don't focus on the visible. What we want is what we can see right now, what we can hold in our hands, what we can do with what we have, but rather, we need to trust God and His strength and His help. We all notice also the reliance on human strength instead of divine power. I'm glad I learned years ago that I had to depend upon God to meet my need. I'm telling you today, don't rely on your strength. Because I'm going to tell you today, we do not have strength, or we don't have the ability to be able to overcome the things of the world. But friend, God has, the Bible said, all power given unto Him in heaven and in earth. And we have available to us the greatest power, but if we're not careful, our selfish outlook will make us rely on our human strength rather than God. I'll admit to you today, even as your pastor, there's been times in my life when I've tried to fix the problem, and after I've racked my brain and I've done everything in my power, it comes to the realization, even after all these years, that I should have sought God. I should have depended on Him. I should have known that He could meet my needs. And friend, that's what He wants you to do, is to put your faith in Him and rely on Him rather than your human strength. Dependence on man instead of God. I'm going to tell you, as your pastor today, I want you to know, guys, I love you. Young ladies, I love you. And I'm grateful for you. But I want you to understand today, I'm human. And humans sometimes fail. Don't get your hopes up because they can let you down. If you put your hope and trust in God, He will never, never let you down. He's going to hold you up and He's going to encourage you. I'm grateful today, and I tell people all the time what I'm going to do and what I want to do. But I submit to you today, I'm human. I'm made of the same material you are, because man can fail, but God never fails. I don't know how many times I've heard people in life say, but they told me. They said they would do this, and they said they would do that. Friend, that's good, and I think it's great to have confidence, and I hope you got confidence enough in me that if I say I'm going to do something that you believe I'll do it, and to the best of my ability, I'm going to try to do it. But I just want you to know I can fail. But if I fail, don't allow that to cause you to fail, because God never failed. And if you'll trust Him, He'll meet your need. Oftentimes, having a selfish outlook, we perceive things superficially instead of deeply. The word superficial there means of a lying near, of forming the surface, or only surface only. You know, I can walk up to you and I can tell you this, and we hear people say this often, what you see is what you get. But sometimes we really don't know what we're going to get until we really get to know that person in a real, personal, deep way. That we really understand who they are. And yet we can look at something that looks great and good, but deep down inside we know it's bad. That's the way a lot of people go through life. They're not worried about anything except if it looks good. If it sounds good. If it feels good. Outwardly it looks great. But inwardly, you'll never know. You know, somebody's only said beauty is skin deep, and you can have the most beautiful young lady in the world or the most handsome young man in the world. But they might not be everything on the inside that they are on the outside. And the beauty of the person is not always measured what you see on the outside, but what you see on the inside and what you get. I'm telling you today, young people, a mind that matters is a mind that doesn't have a selfish outlook. I think of the poem, and I've quoted it many times, Lord, let me live from day to day in such a self-forgiving way that even when I kneel to pray, my prayer will be for others. And I challenge you today as you begin your life that you get the mind of Christ in order that you might think of others. And then there's not only the selfish outlook, but there's the sinful outlook. After I had gotten away from God and went a different direction, then I came like the prodigal son to my senses, and I came back and determined to serve God. When I did that, I realized that I was leaving the things of the world and heading back to the things of God. I want to say to you today, I have no regrets for the last 35, 36 years being a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, somebody said, well, being a Christian's no fun. Oh, listen, I've had more fun than I ever had the life I used to live, the places I used to go, and the things I used to do. People would say, well, Christian life's boring. It's only boring if your mind is not prepared and in the proper place that it needs to be. But there's no greater joy than seeing seven young people that are graduating from high school that have been in church and been under the sound of the teaching and the preaching of the Word of God, and to be able to pray for them that somehow you've had an effect on their life, that you can help mold and make them what they need to be.
Where is your mind today? Are you wandering through the world only considering selfish things? Or are you seeking to have the mind of Christ? The Bible teaches us that true wisdom can only be found in Christ. Have you found peace with your Savior? A mind that seeks a relationship with God is what matters. Will you choose victory today?
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor. If God has touched your life through the Voice of Victory broadcast, please let us know by contacting us at victorybaptistchurch.us, where all regular services are webcast live. Written correspondence can be addressed to Victory Baptist Church at 938 North Pine Tree Boulevard, Thomasville, Georgia, 31792. We would like to invite you to our services this morning at Victory Baptist Church, or you can join us on the internet. Thanks for listening,
And join us again next week at this same time.